Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 69 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care included a road trip to see family and friends and lots of gas station snacks. And I hope that you're taking time this week to take care of yourself, and I'm so glad you're here listening today. The Convenient Counselor Podcast was created so that you can take some time to really dive into mental health topics, counseling, therapy thoughts, and do it on your own time and in a very non-intimidating way. That's my goal. Some of this stuff can seem a little taboo or hard to talk about, and I want to make it as easy as possible because you're worth it. Today, I am unintentionally piggybacking on last week's episode about gaslighting, which is obviously a very toxic relationship with someone else. But I want to dive into answering the question of, I just ended a toxic relationship. Now what? People tend to think that so much of a counselor's job is in the action column or the beforehand stuff, you know, helping you make the decision to end a toxic relationship, which it is. But so much of my job and a counselor's goal is to help navigate, what does your new normal look like? What does it look like after you've made this big leap, after you've made this big decision? That's just as important so that you don't have a revolving door and repeat the patterns of behavior or make the same choices again and again. Some of you may have listened to episode 68 about gaslighting, and if you haven't, I would highly recommend it because maybe there's a toxic relationship in your life that you haven't ended or you haven't recognized for what it is, and that can help you recognize it, maybe take the step you need to end it, and now you listen to this episode to get 5 R's to apply after you have ended a toxic relationship. And I know the word toxic is harsh because that's exactly what it is. It is sewage leaked into your mind, into your mental health, your emotional health. It's something that may have been gradual over time, like gaslighting. And just because I use the word relationship doesn't mean it's romantic. It might be your relationship with a supervisor, with a coworker, with someone that you interact with on a regular basis, and you finally ended and said, no more. I can't do this anymore. It is not worth the cost that I'm paying. Whatever the toxic relationship looked like, I am proud of you for getting out of it. And now we will jump into the 5 R's. The first R is run. It may be literal. It may be leaving an area where this person still is. If you can't, it is run away emotionally. It is run away in proximity of not maybe interacting in the same circles or in the same places that this person was, whatever you can do to give some distance physically and emotionally so that you don't easily fall back into patterns of behavior, of putting up with their behavior again. So that one is pretty easy. Just run. Get away as quickly as possible so that you're not right back where you started. The second one is rest. You have just been through an emotional marathon. You have recognized the problem. You have put it out by ending the relationship, and now you've run away. So putting yourself in a healthier position before you do any of the other steps, you need to take a moment to rest. Don't jump into trying to fix yourself, trying to start up another relationship right away. None of that. You need to rest both emotionally and physically, and give yourself lots of credit for getting to that point. So don't feel guilty at all when you tell people or tell your family, like, hey, I need to take a step back. I need to rest. I am a bit exhausted and maybe even traumatized from this relationship I just ended. The third R is reset. This one's a little bit trickier. So when I say reset, I mean we need to go back to the drawing board. We need to push the little button on the power cord that's plugged into the wall that magically restarts the machine, that magically gets your hairdryer working again. We need to hit reset on what you are looking for, either in a romantic relationship or in a friendship or in a working relationship. Whatever your expectations were or your things that you tolerated before weren't healthy. That's a tough pill to swallow, but people will treat you the way you allow them to. And if you can go into new relationships moving forward with reset expectations, it's going to be a lot healthier for you, for them, and for the environment around you. So what might resetting look like? It might look like you making a list of what you think are the good qualities of a friendship or the good qualities of a romantic relationship. Do you want someone who truly hears you? Do you want someone who serves you as far as putting your needs ahead of theirs at times? Do you want someone who is very social and includes others? Do you want someone who shares the same hobbies as you or gives you independence? If you've been in a toxic relationship, especially in situations like gaslighting, there's probably been a lot of isolation, and that can be hard to rebound from. So resetting your expectations that, hey, if it's a romantic relationship, I want them to encourage my independence or time with friends. Or if it's a work relationship, I want someone who empowers me to do my own thing or whatever fits your situation. There's no right or wrong here, but we do want healthy. That is the goal, where you are not feeling like it's becoming toxic again. You've got to reset those expectations so that your alarms will be triggered a little bit easier. Your red flags will be a bit clearer. This all takes practice, but I've seen it in action and I see how it will benefit you overall. The fourth R is recite. What in the world do you mean by recite, Brianna? I mean that I want you to have a script in your mind and in your heart deep down so that you are ready anytime you are approached by someone who is toxic. Anytime you start to see warning signs or those inner alarms are going off, you have phrases or dialogue to be able to recite very quickly and be able to defend yourself, give distance, whatever is needed in that situation. But you are able to recite what you have already established as your new expectations. Maybe it's something like, I am worthy of being respected in a relationship. Maybe it's something like, thank you for your input, but I will be making this decision on my own. Sometimes, unfortunately, a toxic relationship can be with family members, and even though you're not able to run away, you can emotionally give yourself some distance, and this is where recite really plays a huge role. To have some ready-made phrases for you to say in those moments can be very helpful and keep you at arm's length of the relationship becoming toxic. The other counseling term for this is boundaries. You can have emotional and physical boundaries by having phrases and thoughts or dialogue that you truly believe. You have to believe it to be able to recite it easily. But having that ready can help keep the toxic relationship at bay. Some other examples of one-liners might be, you know what? I will get back to you on that. I really want to think it over. You know, if you were in a toxic relationship where someone else made the decisions for you, or you felt rushed to make decisions, just giving yourself time can be an exercise of independence, an exercise of health. And it's wonderful to have those prepared and ready to go. Because unfortunately, it might not be that exact same person, but there are toxic people everywhere. There are patterns of behavior that we can spot. Once we see it, we can't unsee it, and you will be more prepared the next time around. And the fifth and final R is revise. At any point in this process, you can go back and revise how you want to do it differently the next time. Or you might be doing this on a cyclical pattern regularly. I need to run away again. I stretched the rubber band, but it was too thick and I popped right back to what I was doing. I've seen that over and over and over. We crave comfort. We don't like change naturally as humans. But if you need to start the whole process over again and revise it as you go, are there expectations you need to make changes to? Are there one-liners you need to add or take away or alter a little bit? Always be open to revisions. Give yourself lots of grace in that moment, because just because you didn't get it right the first time doesn't mean you can't learn and grow and make changes that are needed for the next time around. So to sum it all up, first of all, I'm very proud of you for getting out of the toxic relationship you were in. I know that was extremely difficult. I know it took courage. I know it took lots of getting out of your comfort zone, but you did it. And now we're on the other side of it. And in order to keep it away, keep it from reappearing, you can do these five R's. Number one is run. Distance yourself physically, emotionally, mentally from that relationship. Number two is rest. Give yourself some time to breathe after that grueling emotional and mental marathon. Number three, reset. Ask for help or figure it out of what you think are healthy expectations to have moving forward that need to be totally reset from what you had that led you into that toxic relationship or that led you to allow it to happen for so long. We all need a reset button sometimes, and that's okay. Number four is recite. Stock up those one-line responses to when you're in those situations where you feel your boundaries are being pushed a little bit, when you start to sense the internal red flags, and have them ready to go so that you can recite your worth and your expectations to others. And number five is revise as needed. It's okay to make alterations. It's okay to reflect on what you've been through, what you've coped with, and how you've responded to things, and be able to make changes as needed. Not every situation is going to be the same. Even if you're dealing with the same person or family member multiple times, you may need to make revisions. And it's okay to do that and give yourself lots of grace along the way. I can't hardly talk about toxic relationships and the peace that comes from getting out of it without talking about the relationship in my life that has never been toxic and is always supportive, and that's my relationship with Jesus. He has never let me down and is always there to carry me when I can't do it on my own. And if you're interested in learning more about how to have that kind of relationship, please reach out to me and I would love to chat with you and talk more about that. You can reach me at convenientcounselor.com or on social media at The Convenient Counselor on Facebook and Instagram. And if you're someone who said, I need help coming up with one-liners, or I need to know how to reset my expectations because this is a pattern of behavior that I've had for many years now, also please reach out to me. I would love to help you reset, stock up that recite column, and have it ready to go whenever you need it. But for now, thank you for spending time with me. That is all for today. And as always, you've got this, and I'm cheering you on. Have a great week.